producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. Every week at this time, we all kind of get together to discuss issues that family farmers are having on the family farms, in small agribusinesses, the locavores who are looking for more, not less, of an opportunity to get at food that's grown the way they want it. It doesn't have to be organic. It doesn't have to be anything other than locally produced. That's what the locavore movement is all about, finding food that's locally produced and supporting farmers who are trying to do the right thing by their customers, which is what, in my experience growing up on the farm, being around a farm, having the dairy farm that I do, I just want people to have what they want. People want raw milk, I'll sell it to them. They want cheeses made out of raw milk, I'll sell it to them. You want products that come from raw milk, you have made a choice. You ought to be able to buy raw milk wherever and whenever you want. That's a freedom that is guaranteed, it would seem to me, by living in a country that we live in. But unfortunately, because of the big agricultural businesses, the supersized dairy outfits, of which there's really only one that controls about 75% of all the fluid milk supply in our country, there are a lot of folks that don't have a chance to choose what they want, and they get behind the government regulators and they try to convince them and the public health people, all raw milk's terrible for you, it'll kill you, which is complete nonsense. And at best, it's nonsense. At worst, it's a damnable lie. So we confront these things every week. And as I present to you people who will help you solve your problems, because they've had problems that they've worked on, I bring you people like Kendra Kimborowskis. I got it. Anyway. So you run the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, which is called SRAP, S-R-A-P. You're a dairy lady. I was going to say a dairy girl, but that's not fair. And so you went to Michigan State University. You've worked a lot with the various organizations who are trying to save the family farm. Not that there isn't a place, I suppose, in some communities for factory farms, but it gets out of hand. I mean, here's the story of this 3 Mile Canyon farm where there are 55,000. Yes, I said 55,000 head of dairy cattle outside of Boardman, Oregon. Can't possibly produce anything but white sludge. It just couldn't happen. You can't control the health and the well-being of that many cows in the same location. You just can't. So, Kendra, now I've gone off on my high horse, or my high cow in this case. What were the results of you working to try to educate people as to how 3 Mile Canyon really isn't good for those who are looking for a good, solid milk product?
Right. Well, thank you, first off, for having me on the show. I think we have a lot in common. In addition to being raised on a dairy farm, I currently farm with my husband as well. We raise a variety of pasture livestock or livestock on pasture, and we are very, very tuned into the local movement around food in our home state of Oregon. I grew up in Michigan, but I have since relocated to Oregon. But my heart is definitely with small dairy farmers like yourself there, Doug. In 2005, when I first came, well, I moved to Oregon in 2003, and in 2005 was alerted to the fact that there were 55,000 dairy cows, as you mentioned, being sighted in Boardman, Oregon. And that Boardman is about 3 hours east of Portland, Oregon. And Portland, Oregon is a pretty food-savvy community. And it really struck me that a place like Oregon would allow this type of operation to come in. And what happened was is that the state of Oregon, there were some questionable land exchanges that took place, And the state of Oregon ended up courting a large dairy and a cheese factory up from California. And like you, 55,000 cows, I can't even wrap my
impossible,
head around.
Impossible.
What, 55,000 cows.
Manage 55,000 cows in the same facility.
Yeah, and the story is that this facility actually has a permit to expand to 96,000 cows. So almost 100,000 animals.
Right.
And if you average that, you know, one of these cows produces as much waste as 23 humans, you can do the math and realize that this is a fairly large, quote-unquote, city out in the middle of the desert, which demands a tremendous amount of water. As you can imagine, I believe each cow takes roughly 64 gallons to support of water per day. And this has a tremendous suck on local resources. The manure from these animals they're not treated like you would see sewage in a city be treated. Rather, the manure is left in these giant open, what they call lagoons, which are really just cesspools with decomposing feces and urine. And if you can imagine what it must be like for the folks and the neighbors who are farmers themselves to live out next to this operation, it's pretty unbearable.
I don't even have a problem. You know what? Yeah, I don't even have a problem with all of that stuff. What I have a problem with is the quality of the milk that comes out of animals that are around all of this stuff. Unless you've seen a feedlot where you could drive along the Interstate 10, for example, as you go through New Mexico, Arizona, even into Southern California, and you can see these lots. As you come into El Paso, for example, there are four or five farms on the 10 miles outside of town as you come into town. And they all have feedlots where there are a couple 3,000 cows in each one of the lots. And you see the big – they don't even have the transfer stations or the lagoons you're talking about. They just pile the manure up, which in my background – I mean, that's how I have dealt with manure. I spread it on the fields as soon as it comes – my cows are only in the barn when they're being milked. We have a pasture operation. The cows are out in the pasture all the time. And so when there's inclement weather, they need to get under. They have shelter. But for the most part, they're out and about. So there's not a lot of collection of manure except when they're in the barn. And that gets spread immediately onto the cornfields. But in this circumstance, these people don't do that. They pile it up. And in some cases, it takes a while for it to get piled up. So the cows are in the feedlot. They're eating. And then they go lay in the piles of manure. And what that does to the milk, what it does to the bag, what it does to the teats, the whatever is in the feces has the opportunity of crawling inside of the canal that the milk comes down in the teat out of the udder. And that's where mastitis develops, and there are all kinds of other things. And these cows, if they're lucky, they live through three or four lactations, and then they're just killed. But the health of the herds, Kendra, are really what bothers me, and the fact that there's so much manure around. We may or may not agree on what to do with the manure, but what's really problematic is the quality of the milk that has to be pasteurized, pasteurized, and pasteurized. And when you over-pasteurize it, it takes all of the value, not some, but all. There's no nutritional value, doesn't taste like anything, it's white water, basically. And that's what you're getting. So if you think the label may say, oh, fresh and natural and locally produced, bunkum. Let's pause for a moment. Kendra Kimbaroskis. Kendra's here. You get all ourselves worked up about what's going on the family dairy farms, but it really is serious stuff. We're going to talk about the DARC Act, which is before Congress now as well, as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. And in clinical studies with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Continuing now on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Kendra Kimbaroskis, who is CEO of the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. The dairy experience that she's had brings her around to the same conclusions that I have for the most part, that you can't get much good out of all the, whether it's dairy, whether it's pigs, chickens, turkeys, doesn't make any difference, Kendra, does it?
No, it doesn't. Anytime you can find animals and you can find their way, it's not only bad for the animal, but it's bad for the communities where these operations are located.
Right. So what when you go and approach some of these people, what's their reaction to you and your group?
Well, so the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, we are a very unique organization in that every single person who has been involved with our project has at some point had a factory farm site in their own local community. And with the exception of just a couple of folks, every single person comes from a farming or ranching background. And why we are unique is that we don't go soliciting work at all. We never go into a community where we are uninvited. The communities are, they find themselves in crisis in that one of these large animal operations is trying to site in the local area, and they panic and they start looking for help, and they come across us. And so they work with our farmers and our ranchers who understand exactly what they're going through. And so the reception is actually quite warm and welcome because they need help and they're in crisis.
Well,
they're there to help.
Most of these farms you're describing that are built around the family, and maybe some places that have 300, 400, 500 cows run by families, 600 maybe. But when you get up to over 1,000, most of them have help that are either not English-speaking, they don't really they have no passion for it. They're just there because it's a job and a way for them to live. And that's not what happens on the family farm. We'll continue our conversation. Socially responsible agriculture is our focus. Kendra Kimbaroskis is here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Kendra Kimboroskis from the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. I have some information about the DARC project. This is the DARC Act, which for those who aren't following it, this week has been number one in the news as far as I'm concerned, because Senator Pat Roberts, a Republican senator from Kansas, released a draft of the DARC Act. Denying Americans the right to know is why it's called the DARC Act. The bill would prevent your state from requiring labeling of genetically engineered foods and stop laws. For example, in Vermont, there's a pending law, state law, that would require labeling from going into effect. This is nothing but bad for the farmer, for the consumer, only good for the big, the folks who are making all of the judgments, if you will, on the GMO corn and some of the things that are being made by the chemical companies. This is stuff that's not very, well, I'm trying not to overplay my part here, but this is really bad, okay? This is a bad thing for locavores, for people who want to run responsible farms. There's nothing good about this. Here's a fellow named Adam Girard, who took to YouTube this week and some other social media, Kendra, to help spread the word about this bill, which is now up for consideration in the Senate. It's been passed in the House, and now it's in the Senate.
Senator Pat Roberts is taking over where other legislators have left off. He's busy trying to push the DARC Act, a piece of legislation that would halt states from implementing mandatory GMO labeling on the people with brute force. For some reason, they keep saying that, oh, we can't label this because it would cost too much money. But I brought up time and time again that there's a bunch of products like Heineken will come out with, you know, special bottles each, you know, during the period of the year. They might come out with something where they recognize cities around the world, London, San Francisco, New York, whatever, you know, places in Mexico or places in Canada. You know, there's tons of soda companies that come out with the, you know, the winter cans, the Christmas cans and things like that. So they're constantly changing labels, but they're somehow saying that, oh, they can't afford to label this stuff. No, they don't want us to know what's in it. Now, this article reads, Representative Mike Pompeo and G.K. Butterfield first introduced the federal legislation, which was essentially drafted and developed by a major food conglomerates as well as biotech companies like Monsanto. Now, Roberts is trying to push it through again after it was narrowly defeated in a recent public spending bill. Just days ago, Senator Roberts, chair of the Agricultural Committee, introduced a new bill to take away your rights. It's being called the DARC Act on steroids. The bill would preempt Vermont's and all the other states' mandatory GMO labeling laws forever and put voluntary labeling under the jurisdiction of the USDA. Now, we know the USDA and Monsanto, they're trading partners. If you work for the USDA, you're probably going to work for Monsanto at some point. Or if you work for Monsanto, you're going to end up working for the USDA.
Yeah.
It's a total conflict of interest.
And it's the same at the FDA as well. All right, so voluntary labeling, this sort of stuff. Kendra, you and your group, or you by yourself, I'm happy to have your point of view on this, because I do want to make it much of our focus here today in this conversation. The fact that people who want to know ought to be able, I mean, it's so un-American, but how would this affect what you're doing on some of these farms or in this movement?
Well, Doug, I agree with you completely. It's the fact that these companies are fighting transparency in our food system is completely un-American. The American consumer has become so educated about food issues. They want a better product. They want something that's produced by family farmers. They do not want something that's produced in a factory farm, and they do not want GMOs. And that's just a fact. And they're trying to get more information. And the food company's response is, instead of changing their practices to actually accommodate what the American consumer wants, they're dumping.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
With another half hour of the American Family Farmer. This week, Kendra Kimberoskis is here from the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project as a dairy brat. That's what they used to call me, Kendra. I'm a dairy brat. And I suppose maybe in a manner of speaking, I am. I am very concerned about these sorts of things, not only for my own family, but just because it's just wrong. So take the other side of the coin. Denying American the Right to Know Act, the DARK Act, is being challenged. But here's a guy who's a state rep from Rhode Island named Blake Phillippe, who's come up with an idea that maybe bests the DARK Act. Listen to what he thinks we ought to be doing.
There's court cases going on through the United States which question the ability of individual states to mandate labeling in excess of those federal regulations. And there's also an act in front of the federal government. I believe it's passed the House, but not the Senate, nicknamed the DARK Act. And that would actually legislatively preempt states from requiring labels for genetically modified foods. So if a court case decides we can't require additional labeling, or the DARK Act passes, then this bill is almost a saving grace. Because what this bill requires is that grocery stores post a sign that says, unless otherwise noted, everything contains genetically modified organisms. And I think that's prudent because the Grocers Manufacturing Association said fully 75% of all foods contain genetically modified organisms. So I think it's safe to assume that most things we eat contain GMOs. And I've also found that things that don't contain GMOs, it's already conspicuously labeled as such on the package because you can sell it for more money. There's a higher demand for that type of product. So this is something we could institute immediately, and it would be immune from court challenge. It would be immune from any federal preemption or the federal DARK Act because we're not actually labeling the products that move in interstate commerce. We're requiring our grocers, to post a sign in their facility. So I think it's a good idea. Like I said, I fully support the labeling of products, but if we can't get there, this bill is the best second.
All right, what do you think of that, Kendra?
I think that's very clever. A great way to get around the fact that these big food businesses are preempting states from being able to have a transparent food system. But the funny thing is that if this type of movement were successful, you better I'd guarantee that we'd see the big food companies head back to Congress and prevent prevent states from being able to have these kinds of rules that are a bit outside the box as well. But that's how they operate.
It's how they travel. 75% of all the foods have some GMO content. I think you said, but I don't think that you gave us a percentage, but I think I read somewhere, at least 75% of the population in this country wants to have labeling and wants to go down the local board where there's a choice, where there's an opportunity. They want to choose the locally produced. It doesn't have to be organic. They just want to know that it's local and fresh. They want to go to the farm. They want to see the cows milked. They want to watch the lettuce being picked, or they want to be able to go into the barn and be able to pick up their CSA share with all the stuff that's been picked that day. They want to maybe go out and pick raspberries, whatever, make a day of it on the farm. And most of this work being done by these huge corporations precludes that. Can you imagine spending a day walking around a dairy with 55,000 cows? You're not going to do that. It's ludicrous. So anyway, go ahead. You were about to say something, Kendra.
Oh, I was giggling at this idea that somebody would want to come out and walk around a 55,000 head dairy, but then the flip side of that coin is when you have dairies that are that large and the animals are that confined and their health, as you mentioned earlier on your show, is of concern because of the conditions that these animals are raised in, the companies don't want you coming in and walking around their facility. Whereas family farms who raise their animals responsibly on pasture, they love to show off what they're doing. They're very proud of what they're doing. They're proud of how their animals look. They're proud of the health of the animal and the quality of the product, and they welcome their consumers to come onto the farm and see what's going on.
I have a sort of teaching or training school. The corridors of the barn in front of where the cows are milked is filled with information about gestation, about how the cow's digestive system works, about the different breeds of cows, all this sort of thing, plus questions. The kids come in, they love the older farmers. They'll get behind the cow. I let them feed the cows bread or some corn or something like that, so they are not afraid. That's one of the things that happens, sadly, by only having, well, actually less than 2% of the people in the country now earn their money, earn their living on the land. So most families still are not able, they don't maybe even have a farm nearby them where there's dairy. It's harder and harder to find that because of these morons that have all these thousands and thousands ahead. But even the big produce people, they're in a league that's similar to the dairy people. And so you don't go to their farms either, but you can go to the local places and find these things that are so in demand. And just, you know, when you get to a point where there's no choice, you know you don't have America anymore. And that's when the revolution begins. And I think it's starting now around this because people are so fed up with the obvious corruption here, Kendra.
I agree. And I think when you have consumers going out and meeting their farmers, they're also willing to, they know it's right. They know they want transparency in their food system. They have local governments who are responsible to their constituents, who are, you know, passing laws and requiring and promulgating rules that actually give the consumer what they want to see in their food system. And we know that a government closest to the people is the most effective form of governing. And these food businesses or these food companies, that's why they're taking away that tool from the local people. And I agree with you. I think as people learn what's happening and they understand what they're being subjected to, I only hope that it is the beginning of a food revolution in this country.
Well, we've had the same thing going on at least for the past 20, 25 years. And with the advent of Mr. Hope and Change, who was going to do everything, he brings in guys like Tom Vilsack, who used to be the governor of Iowa, now Secretary of Agriculture. He's more in the hip pocket of these people than almost anybody else I know. Here he is, by the way, talking about the law in Vermont and how bad it is.
We're working with the industry to try to resolve the dilemma that we're facing in the very, very near future with the implementation of the Vermont law. That is going to create chaotic circumstance and situation. It requires some kind of adjustment and some kind of national approach to this, so we don't have 50 different state efforts and we don't have individual companies like Campbell's making the decision that we're going to go ahead and do what we want to do. We want some standardization of this. So I don't want to be cute about this, but I think that what the FDA has resolved is fine, but the reality is we're confronted with this circumstance that could create real chaos in the market. We need to get this thing fixed.
How is that that we'll have chaos in the market? Do you understand, Kendra, where would there be chaos? I don't understand.
The chaos is in the food companies.
Right.
That's where there's chaos, is that the food companies don't want to respond to the local democracy that happens on a state-by-state or even a county-by-county level. We're seeing that in Oregon, where we've had counties that have passed bill or passed ballot measures that prevent GMO seeds from being planted in a place where there's a vibrant or organic community of farmers, and the farmers are very concerned about the threat of cross-pollination between GMO and non-GMO plants. And so the response from the industry has been to basically preempt local control and make it impossible for these counties to pass these kinds of ballot measures. And they're doing the same thing with the labeling. And they're the only ones that are chaotic. The consumers know what they want. They want transparency in our food system.
These people are the biggest BSers. My God, you talk about piles of manure. There's no bigger pile of manure than in Washington, where all of this stuff
Absolutely.
Is coming about. This is just really beyond the beyond. We'll pause for a moment, having our conversation this week on the American Family Farmer with Kendra Kimbaroskas, and she is from the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, having the focus on trying to get the farms that are local supported as much, if not more, but I mean certainly supported as much and fairly as these big agribusinesses. Continuing on this week's American Family Farmer.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund toward something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45, with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
Cell phones, tablets, and PCs are practically lifelines, especially if you use them for business. Tech expert Russ Frushtick is here with some tips on how small businesses and the rest of us can prevent tech troubles and get quick repairs.
Don't skimp on cases or storage devices that protect phones, tablets, and computers, and consider insurance for repairs or replacement. Keep your software up to date and backup data either in the cloud or on actual hard drives.
What if the devices get damaged or just stop working right?
Glitchy cell phones, tablets, and computers can really hit the bottom line. The new Next Day Guarantee from Staples Tech Services keeps small businesses running smoothly with tech services delivered fast, done right, guaranteed. That means PCs brought into Staples stores by noon will be serviced by 5 p.m. the next day, or the repairs are free. Some exclusions apply. Staples Tech Services also offer mobile phone and tablet repair in select Staples stores, including cracked screens, poor batteries, broken home buttons, and more.
For more information, visit staples.com/tech services.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to Diabetic11.com for your free video. That's Diabetic11.
diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Next, as we continue to focus on the importance of local agriculture, the family farms, that's what this program is all about, solving problems. The problem this week is that the Senate has had a bill brought into play by the chairman of the Ag Committee in the Senate, Senator Pat Roberts, who at best ought to be ashamed of himself, but he's representing what the state of Kansas. I mean, there's sure plenty of big farms. There are also a lot of small farmers, family farmers, that don't want to be bunched together with the big ag businesses and ag industries. So we have with us Kendra Kimbaroskas, who comes from an organization that's trying to promote and help communities that are threatened by factory farms. The project that you have here is funded how? How do you get people to support what you're trying to do in the area of whether it's animal rights or animal handling and the business about produce farms? How does all this get funded?
So we receive a lot of our funding through foundations. I write a lot of grants in my role for the organization. But we also receive donations from people all across the country who've been helped by the Social Responsible Agricultural Project. The type of work that we do, we're unique, as I mentioned earlier on the show, that our folks are farmers themselves. They understand what these communities are going through. But we also have, in our network, we have lawyers and we have engineers and we have people who are experts in community organizing and media relations. And these things are of value to communities who are in crisis. And while we never ever charge for our services to help these communities, communities recognize what we've been able to bring to them, and they often give us donations after we've come in to help.
All right, I'm thinking about another group, the Farm to Table Legal Defense Fund. I don't know if you know about them or not. They are sort of set up the same way you are. They have lawyers available to help a lot of these farms. They've been more active, and probably I know them because they've been more active in the raw milk community. The Weston A. Price Foundation. You're familiar with some of those names, I'm guessing, Kendra, right?
I am, and I'm aware of the work that the that flagged Farmer Legal, is it Farmers Legal Action Group, I believe, is what their acronym stands for.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with their work and Weston A. Price as well, and those groups are definitely doing amazing things to help family farmers be able to raise and sell good quality, nutritious food directly from their farms.
What an outrage. What a shame it is when you get down to brass tacks. The amount of money that the average farmer makes is negligible. People that are on the farm love it. It's their life. So they don't worry about what they make as long as they can pay their bills. It's a whole different psychology. I know that that's, frankly, what's happened on my farm. I don't think I've ever made any money on the farm. It's been loss leader, but my love of the animals has brought me around to doing this. And I think that's not hopefully the typical circumstance. At least everybody that I know that's doing it at least makes a little bit of money. But we're not into the same league as the corporations that are getting, by the way, as part of the farm bill, millions of dollars in subsidies when they're making millions of dollars. And the American family farmer, who doesn't really have as much of a voice, unless it comes to being involved with groups like yours, SRAP, S-R-A-P. And by the way, if you want to go to their website to get a handle on what's going on, the Socially Responsible Agricultural Project website, the website is SRAproject.org. SRAproject, all one word, .org. Or on Facebook, it's facebook.com/SRAproject. We'll continue. We have one more basis for our continuing conversation with Kendra Kimbaroskas of the a group socially responsible agriculture in just a matter of moments.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Kendra Kimbaroskis, determined that I will do this the right way. What a wonderful, interesting name. What nationality is that, by the way?
My father is an immigrant from Lithuania.
Ah, okay. I was thinking it was Lithuanian. Isn't it great that so many people have come? I find that on the healthy side of things, the ruggedness of Eastern Europeans and what they bring, my observation, and I find actually not just in the West and Midwest, but there are a lot of Eastern Europeans that are running farms or family farms in the eastern part of our country. Interesting that you come from that background and your father probably grew up around the same circumstances. And nobody, no matter what country we come from, nobody's making, that has a family farm, is making any money that amounts to anything. It just is a way of life, right?
It's true. It's true. And it's unfortunate that family farmers are often struggling across this country. You know, people do it certainly for the value and the lifestyle, but people should also be able to send their kids to college and, you know, be able to afford a vacation once in a while.
Decent cars and that sort of thing. All right. Here's Ken Cook from the Environmental Working Group explaining from his point of view what the DARC Act is and why you, listening to this program, ought to be concerned.
The DARC Act is really denying Americans their right to know. That's what we call it anyway. This is a law that was introduced, legislation introduced by pesticide companies like Monsanto and big food companies to block your right to know if you have genetically engineered ingredients in your food. And the reason is simple. Because the federal government doesn't require labeling, states have stepped in at the request of their citizens, including in many cases citizens who put measures on ballots and voted on them and narrowly lost, that would require labeling of genetically modified organisms if they're in your food. The food companies and the pesticide companies, they don't like that so much. So they've come to Washington with $50 million worth of lobbying and campaign contributions than the usual tricks of their trade, and they've gotten Congress to introduce legislation that would block states, preempt states, from being able to label food in their own jurisdiction. Other things about the DARC Act are also bad. The federal government only lets voluntary actions take place with respect to labeling. No one uses it, so you don't get the voluntary labels. And then finally, one of the things that's really upsetting about this proposal, this DARK Act, is that it would probably make it likely that foods labeled natural could also contain genetically engineered ingredients. So that's why we're opposing the DARK Act. We're fighting very hard right now in Washington to make sure it does not become law. We want, if the states decide they want to take action because the federal government doesn't, we want to preserve the ability of the states to do that.
All right. So I have, just as a sort of a wrap to this from my side, posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at goodday, the whole background from the DARK Act, a lot of this information and what you can do to get in the way of it if you are so inclined. And Kendra, I would imagine you would post something like this on your website as well. Should I assume that? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So where does this all go? Let's say we're denied choice. Where do you think this is all going?
Well, I think that people are going to be increasingly people are going to be repulsed by our food system. I think people are becoming increasingly repulsed by what they are learning is going on in within agribusiness. And I think that there's certainly going to be a trend of people growing their own food and buying directly from their farmer, and that is going to be a trend that we're going to see constantly on the uptick. The good news in all of this is that even if we are denied choice at the grocery store with labels, consumers can still find a family farmer that they trust and they respect and buy directly from that family farmer. And that is something that these agribusiness companies, they can't take that away. And so it does seem that it's gloom and doom, but at the very least, we have an uptick in farmers markets. There's an uptick in consumer education.
Yep.
And more people are trying to go back to the farm and raise good, healthy food for their local communities.
Yep, absolutely. Kendra, thank you. Best of luck in your continued success. The website for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project is saproject.org. Kendra Kimberaskis is here with us on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, looking out, hopefully, for the issues that are important and of concern to America's family farmers.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.